shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
So what we've done is demonstrated that the technology, which has never been
this
used,
calls for a spanking.
Vodka is about 40 to 50% pure alcohol.
You are totally ghetto. Second of all, ma'am, learn English, get an education. Venture sitting on your
to the people of the Gulf Coast
all day long.
I know that you've weathered your fair share of trials and tragedy. I know there have been times where you've wondered if you're being asked to face them.
I watched the basketball game last night.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we get at it through the looking glass here on this show. And to really get an idea what this show is about, go on over to our website, philhendryshow.com, pick up a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio and get with it. Get with it. And as I said on Twitter, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, this is Memorial Weekend. Take the pole out of your ass, put it in the ground, put a flag on it, fly the flag, man. Doug Danger joins us to discuss the death of Gary Coleman, actor Gary Coleman. Plus, we'll tell you about the most visited websites in the world. You may think it's the one that you go to every night, and I don't want to know which one that is, but we've got a list of the ones that Google has been able to track. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL this evening. Actor Gary Coleman has died. This was the news that a lot of us woke up to, and it's one of those, I think, passings that we take note of, because Gary Coleman was, if nothing else, Gary Coleman was prominent in the culture, and that's for sure. Gary Coleman died after suffering an intracranial hemorrhage that left him in a coma and on life support. The Different Strokes actor was taken to the hospital on Wednesday, and his condition deteriorated in the as the days went on. After being on life support for at least a day, his family made the decision to remove him from the machinery that was keeping him alive. He was 42 years of age. Radar Online was the first to break the news of Coleman's death. According to TMZ, Coleman passed away at 12:05 this morning, or yesterday morning, I should say. Oh, 12:05 p.m., so that would have been yesterday afternoon, Mountain Standard Time, with his family by his side. So let's listen to this story. Gary Coleman starred with Conrad Bain on the hit show Different Strokes. Here is a clip from the episode of The Spanking. The spanking, which is where we got the, I guess we got the clip.
This calls for a spanking.
So here it is. This is the clip from The Spanking where Gary's in trouble for throwing a water balloon at somebody.
Did you notice anything unusual about Henry the maintenance man?
Yeah, he was wet. I guess the man sweats a lot.
Yeah, and this time he certainly had a lot of help. Did you do it?
Do what?
You know what? Henry was hit from above with a bag full of water.
No.
Arnold, I'm afraid there's just one solution. This calls for a spanking.
A spanking? They didn't offer me the spanking.
Look, I don't like this either. I don't like the idea of spanking you.
That ain't one of your best ideas.
Anyway, Gary Coleman stormed off the set of The Insider as an adult here after being confronted about charges he assaulted his wife.
Did you abuse her? Did you lay your hand
and
on her?
And you know what? You can go to the same place.
Did you lay your hands on your wife, Gary Coleman? Because she says you did.
And drown yourself in the ocean.
She says you did.
You know what? I have this on my head because I fell down the stairs. I don't want people thinking that my wife is abusing me.
Why don't
me.
You want to answer the question about whether you abused
because
your
you
wife? And everything else. Pardon me?
You can go yourself.
Really?
And quit asking
Is that
me.
The way you talk to your wife?
Yeah, if I have to, if I need to, but I don't. And I don't know you, and I don't care about
and
you.
And is this the kind of anger that leads to your physical assault?
Does that matter to me?
Let me tell you
so
what I'm going to ask you to do.
Hold on. Or get hit by a bus tonight.
Hey.
I'm not going to care because she's pushing my buttons, and I don't like her now. And the next thing
Why
I'm going to do
tonight?
Is leave. So all of you.
Gary, come back.
No, you.
Okay, Doug Danger joins us. Doug, you heard that?
I did hear that.
What do you think?
I think, you know, Gary Coleman, as I said in my blog today, The Happy Freak, I think Gary Coleman was a man that we were very, very captivated by. I think he was a man who, for the most part, was happy. Now, in that particular clip, you've got some woman who, I don't even know who it was. Gary didn't know who it was. I doubt if your audience even knows who it was, who was trying to make her name by baiting Gary Coleman and turning him into something that we don't like to see. We didn't want to see an angry Gary Coleman. We wanted to see a happy Gary Coleman. We wanted to see a funny Gary Coleman. And he obliged us. And I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm not saying that I know what it's like to be black and to have the physical condition that Gary Coleman had. I'm not saying I know that at all. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand when you're being baited by people with no talent. And that's essentially what was happening right there.
All right. Tell me about this article, The Happy Friend. I want to get into this interview one more time about this, what we just heard. But what does it mean, The Happy Freak?
Well, what it means is that I really hit Vader with this, Bill. I really touched on, it was a touchstone that I touched on, to be perfectly honest. But Gary Coleman was small. He had a high-pitched voice. We thought he was 13 when he was in his 30s or 40s. We thought he was 8 years old when he was like 28, 29, or 30. A man going out into nightclubs, going into bars, playing pool, buying cigarettes, and we thought he was 9. So when you live your life like that, you are a guy who you're going to learn how to go with it and say, yeah, that's me. I look like I'm 9, but I'm actually smoking a cigarette. He had a life that many of us were questioning. I mean, did he have sex? Was he able to have sex? All of these things, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And when I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I look at that and I ask the questions and I write about the things most people won't, because I've got more perception. Since I came out of the closet a month ago, and I look at the way my life has gone and how people have tried to push me around, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I understand how they try to push Gary Coleman around.
Well, but I'm curious about the title of your blog, The Happy Freak. And if I could just be allowed this opinion, Gary Coleman to me seemed to be an outstanding comic actor who lost his way in terms of his career. I think there might have been other things that he could have developed. I think there might have been other projects that he could have mined. Linda Hunt comes to mind. She's not a traditional looking person. Linda Hunt is a small woman. Linda Hunt is a British. She's played a male in The Year of Living Dangerously.
Well, I think Linda Hunt, that's a whole, I don't think Linda Hunt had the talent that Gary Coleman had. Gary Coleman, I think Gary Coleman could have played every role that Linda Hunt played. That's how good he was.
Well, hold on for a minute. Linda Hunt played, she's a woman, for starters.
I understand that. But she also played a man. She played a man. She played that Billy Kwan, that little man. You remember that little man she played?
The Year of Living Dangerously. But what I'm saying is, what do you mean Gary Coleman could have played every role she ever played?
I think Gary Coleman had that much talent.
All right, but if...
Hold on. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist in the sense that as a gay man and a gay journalist, I understand I can get inside Gary Coleman's skin way, way easier than you can, or probably any of your listeners, because I am a gay man and a gay journalist. But Gary Coleman, for instance, I'll give you a part. Linda Hunt played the barmaid or the bartender there in the Silverado movie. Remember that?
Yeah, she played Lily or something.
Right. She played Brian Dennehy's partner.
Okay. Gary Coleman played that?
Gary Coleman could have played that part, see?
And Gary Coleman is a man. And the part is...
I understand Gary Coleman's a man. And by the way, the part is Stella. You said Lily.
Okay. You said Lily.
You said Lily, but the part was Stella in Silverado.
Gary Coleman could have played Stella in Silverado.
That's how good Gary Coleman was, but he never got the chance. See, understand, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so my perception is much clearer than yours. So I wrote that, but let me get into my column. I wrote that Gary Coleman was happy being the freak that made us laugh. Gary Coleman was happy.
The freak.
Hold on. Now I got to back up.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Well, you're butting in. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist trying to... I'm living inside Gary Coleman's skin, and I'm trying to tell you what it's like. I got to back away. He was... What did I start out with?
You said that he was the happy freak.
He was a happy freak. He liked entertaining us with how odd he was. He liked entertaining us with what a freak he was. With a cranium problem, some kind of a cranial problem. I don't know how that worked. He didn't have sex. And he was on all these very strange shows, and he got into it with these security guards, and he got into violent confrontations. But he was always laughing. He was auctioning off all of his stuff. I wrote this column, and I hit the nail on the head with my readers. And you want to know how I found out, Phil?
How?
I'll tell you how. I didn't get one email. I didn't get one phone call from anybody. Now, ordinarily, you're going to take that to mean that you haven't touched a nerve. But I knew what happened. I knew right away what happened. I wrote this column saying that Gary Coleman was, in fact, what we all knew he was. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but we all know this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know how to say this. He was a freak of nature that made us laugh. I didn't get one call, and I knew what happened.
What?
I had stunned people with the truth of the column to the point where they didn't know what to say. And I went to my editor, and I said to Joel, look at this. No one has written me. No one has commented. I've stunned them with the truth. He comes back to me and says, I don't think they liked it. I said, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. And he looked at me, and he nodded, and he said, no, you know what you're doing. So what we have...
So he didn't agree.
Didn't agree, but that means nothing, because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he's your editor, right?
Doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I wrote a column about Gary Coleman being a happy freak, jumping up and down on a stage and running around like a court jester. Nobody called. Nobody wrote. No one complimented me. Excuse me. No one complimented me. The column's a hit because I know I touched the nerve. That's really what I want to talk about.
All right. Well, Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. That's what you want to talk about, not about Gary Coleman?
I want to talk about Gary Coleman, but I want to talk about how my column really touched the nerve with people because they didn't know what to say. They were stunned into silence. So I know that I said I wanted to come on and talk about Gary Coleman, and I do. But I think more importantly, I want to talk about really what I did today. I think it's very groundbreaking.
All right, Doug. We'll come back with Doug Danger here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As Doug talks about Gary Coleman's passing, how Gary Coleman was what he called a happy freak, and Doug feels that his column has really touched a nerve. No one's responded to it, but he feels that... His readers were stunned into a sort of silence about how true his column is about Gary Coleman. In any event, our 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on, he just made it. He turned it. Sound good.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're back. I had lunch there.
I know. I saw him there, too.
We're back here with Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You're talking about the column you wrote, the blog. You also blogged on this, right?
Well, the blog, yeah, it appeared on my blog. It appeared in the online edition of the Courier, right.
We're with Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier, about Gary Coleman's death. You say that your column... that is entitled The Happy Freak, did not elicit any response.
Well, you're bringing that up because I think you are saying that's because people didn't like it. And you're wrong. I knew when I had that sense, when the column went to the blog and the column went to our online edition, and I didn't see any comments and I didn't have any email in my inbox, I remember I was standing in the bathroom. And I remember I was toweling off after a shower, and I remember thinking, now I know. This column has people love. I know what I'm talking about. We loved what a freak Gary Coleman was. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I understand what it's like to walk through life with people staring at you, wondering, okay, when's the freak going to do something to make me laugh? Now, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm not quite the freak that Gary Coleman was, because I'm not going to take that from anybody. You know that about me, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. No one's going to come up to me and say, okay, you know, F-A-G, because that's going to be the last time they call anybody that.
No, I understand that, Doug, and I'm not taking that away from you, but I am, and we're going to get to some phone calls here with Doug Danger at 877-876-PHIL. What I'm trying to get to here is, you're sure that people liked your column about Gary Coleman, even though you got no response?
Understand something. People responding to your columns with comments and email doesn't necessarily mean they liked what you did. They may hate it so much that they'll tell you that it was just rotten. Rotten to the core. You know, the old joke, Krabby Appleton, rotten to the core. Do you remember him?
Who?
Krabby Appleton. Do you remember him?
Do I remember Krabby Appleton? No.
Well, he was a cartoon character on Crusader Rabbit, and he stays rotten to the core. And I always say, Krabby Appleton, rotten to the core. So if they think you are rotten to the core, they'll tell you.
But if they're not interested in what you write...
They'll tell you that, too. They'll say, you don't interest me at all. But if you really hit something deep within them, you stun them into silence. And when I said that Gary Coleman was was very happy being, 40 and looking 10, they said, boy, is this guy's got it. This guy Danger's got it.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Doug Danger about Gary Coleman. Here is Brian in Buffalo, New York. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I guess there were two points that I wanted to make. One is, I've heard probably about 30 times that this guy is a gay gentleman and a gay journalist and what have you.
It seems to me that
when gay people come out, they really want to come out big, and it's unfortunate that they've been, you know, trapped in the closet so long that they can only express themselves in this way. And this is when they come out these parades,
you know,
they're dancing around.
I'm letting you know who I am. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist.
I understand that. But why is it so important to your, to your person that you have to say that 40 times on the show?
Part of my ability as a reporter comes from the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm far more perceptive than a straight man, for instance.
I'm far more able to sniff out a story.
Well, no, but I'm a better reporter than a straight. Gays are better reporters than straights. Everyone knows this.
Because
we have been through...
Well, okay. Doug, you're saying, Doug, this gentleman's making a point about...
Well, the man, you know, with all due respect to the gentleman, he doesn't really know what I do for... I'm a gay man. You know I'm gay, right?
I've heard this again and again and again, and it doesn't matter to me. I don't understand. I think there are a lot of...
It doesn't matter to you. You don't understand. I'm talking... Gary Coleman was a freak of nature. I can get inside his skin and write about it.
Look, he was a very unfortunate person in his health and in his... his person, but I felt a warmth.
What about the fact that he didn't want to have sex with a... with a woman.
You don't know that, Doug.
I don't know that at all.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You don't know about the man's personal life.
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I recognize a man who has resigned himself to his cage in the circus and can be happy there.
I'm recognizing the fact that you feel like you're in a cage, and you come out of your cage, and you just want to every person that comes out who's gay seems to want to, you know, flap it in the wing. I don't understand why it's so important to you.
Now that I'm out, you'll know that I basically do things better than straight men do. I'm a better reporter.
Again,
I'm smarter.
My cause is me.
My cause is me.
I don't see why anyone would read your articles except if they wanted to, you know, say that they're a gay man and a gay journalist. I mean, I don't understand.
You read my articles because I'm giving you truth about Gary Coleman.
I'll give you an example.
About Gary Coleman. I said
Gary Coleman could have played any part that Linda Hunt played.
Okay. Linda Hunt's a great actress. Gary Coleman played his part very well, too. It was unfortunate what happened with him.
He could have played Stella in Silverado.
Now, that's what I don't get. You're saying he could have played...
How do you pull yourself
in? How do I do what?
How do I pull myself into the mix?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I told you that Gary Coleman could have played Stella in Silverado.
All right, thanks very much for your call, Brian. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Doug Danger on The Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger joining us as we remember Gary Coleman here on the program. Doug, I've got so many questions for you.
First of all, if I could jump in here, Phil, we're not... you're right. It's your show, and you're right. We are remembering Gary Coleman. But as I said to you earlier, I think I've changed the trajectory of the interview a little bit. I really want to talk about how good I am at pinpointing what passion was about Gary Coleman. And that was that we enjoyed watching him sort of lope through life the way we like watching that bell ringer in Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know.
Don't you feel sorry that that's your opinion?
Back up. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not giving you an opinion. I'm telling you, I'm living in Gary Coleman's skin. I can tell you how Gary Coleman felt because I'm gay. Now, you look at Zelda Rubinstein. You know who she was?
I don't know Zelda Rubinstein. I want to take a phone call here, okay?
Zelda Rubinstein.
I want to take a phone call, and then we'll get back to that. 877-876-PHIL. And here is George in Monterey, California, listening on KFMB out of San Diego. George, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Henry.
Good morning.
I am just completely blown away. Where in the hell did they dig you up?
You're talking about me?
You are. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
I'm a writer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You're prejudiced to say that because you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you are somehow better at your job because of who you choose to lay down with. I don't get that.
Saying that my perception has been honed by the same path that Gary Coleman walked, I walk. The same path that Linda Hunt walked, I walk.
A half-foot TV star.
In my soul, if you want to put it that way, my soul is 4.5 feet tall, yeah. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm already more perceptive. Are you straight or are you gay?
As an arrow.
You're straight or gay?
Straight.
All right. I'm more perceptive than you. I know that that's...
How's that? Let's take it from there. How's that?
Because of the fact that living in the closet, I recognize bull S, you know, for what it is. And then now that I'm out of the closet, now I can call it. I can call it. So when you call bull crap, people can't hide from that. So Gary Coleman wasn't even black, but nobody looked at Gary Coleman as black.
What do you mean nobody looked at Gary Coleman as black?
Well, no black people wanted to. To say, oh yeah, he's black, because
what does that mean?
It means that black folks want to be a strong and proud race. When you've got a 4 foot tall, you know, guy whose head is too big, or I don't know what the problem is.
What race doesn't want to be strong and proud?
Well, I think that if you look at, for instance, the Astalapoid people of Australia, I don't think they care. I don't think they care.
I don't think the Aborigines.
I don't think they feel anyone notices them anyway.
So who cares? Where did they come from? So, we're talking about Gary Coleman here.
Well, you asked me what race. I think the Aborigines don't give a damn whether they're proud and brave or not.
What is that supposed to mean? What kind of a comment is that? I mean, when we talk racial, you talking cultural?
I'm talking about me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You mentioned black people. I happen to be black, and I didn't have a problem with Gary Coleman. That was one of my favorite shows growing up. So I don't know where you get that
right,
research.
But you knew,
Maybe have you knew black that he boyfriends. I don't know, but being a black
well,
person,
you know,
I
look,
know,
look,
I'm
you're not going to bait me. You're not going to bait me because I'm gay. I'm a gay man. A gay. You ain't going to bait me that way.
No, everyone you know, who heard the program in the last 20 minutes knows that.
Nobody comes up to me and says, "Hey, what are you a gay? You a gay man in a gay journalist is going to try to get into it with me?" I mean, that's the wrong way to go with me.
Why would well, hold the line. Hold on for a minute, okay? Hold on for a minute.
This guy thinks he's. If this guy was standing in front of me talking this kind of smack, he'd be on his back. I'd be walking away.
If I'm on my back, it's because I'm laughing at you because you're an idiot.
No, it's because I put you there, boy.
Hey, watch the boy thing.
You say you call the features on one side of your face to the other.
Not even close. Not even close there, Clark Kent. Not even close. You get your ass kicked by a gay man, and then I drag you down to your neighborhood and show you off to everybody.
He's a man.
Okay, now where are we going with this?
This guy thinks he's all this. He ain't none of that. I can guarantee you this.
All right, now hold on for a minute. Are we talking or are we fighting?
I'm telling you that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and Gary Coleman was a happy freak.
Oh, God.
I don't know what to say. Complete moron. Complete.
Well, thank you.
Phil Henry or me?
You is who he's talking about.
Phil Henry's awesome. Right. You're an idiot.
All right, thanks very much for your call, sir. 877.
No, you're an idiot. You're an idiot because you dared challenge me, Doug Dangert. What does that mean?
Hey, Doug, you know, not everybody you're going to fight.
That guy that I just talked to right there, I can tell you the way he looks through his face, he's crazier than a crap house rat.
Who, the guy you just talked to?
Yeah.
What do you mean the way he looks through his face?
I can well imagine. Just the way Gary Coleman looked through his face. Now, let me explain something to you.
Let's just do this. I'll give her a number out here, and then I want to wrap up with some of the things you're saying.
Wrap up? Talk about wrap up.
I got other stuff I got to do before we close out the show. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, hold on for a minute, okay? I want to talk about Zelda Rubinstein. And
well, first of all, Gary Coleman was the topic.
I know Gary Coleman was the topic. We're done with Gary Coleman as a topic. There's only so much you can say about Gary Coleman. I wrote the column that no one paid, that nobody commented on.
That you think means they really thought it was just uncannily on target. Even though no one commented, no one emailed you, no one called you, did anybody say they hated it?
No.
Did anybody say they liked it?
Are you listening to me? No, they didn't.
No one mentioned it.
No. That is the beauty of what I'm trying to tell you. It was so on target, people were stunned into silence.
How do you know, if you don't mind me saying this, Doug, how do you know that they didn't say anything because they just didn't give a damn about your column?
They didn't give a damn about me saying that Gary Coleman was a freak. No. Gary Coleman was a pop set. You know something? I'm not even going to answer your question. That was an insult. It smacks of a little bit of homophobia because that guy that just called, you were all, you know, trying to be cool with him. And he's typical of a lot of black males. He's a homophobe, you know. That's one more guy's ass that I'm going to have to kick if I ever see him. And
what is this with you and I'm a homophobe? How many times have I had you on the show? I get offended by that.
Well, I'm offended by the fact that you think that Gary Coleman is more important than me. And you don't... Have you asked me about Zelda Rubinstein yet? No, you have not. These are things that are going to offend me.
877-876-PHIL. Zelda Rubinstein. She didn't die, did she? You know...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she did. Yes, she did. And no one cares.
Well, I don't know who she is.
Well, she was in Poltergeist.
Let me get a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in Jersey City, New Jersey, listening on WWRL. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
You got a real barn burner there with this guy. I think he's a gay man and a gay journalist.
You got it. Did you write it down in crayon or with a pen?
You know, first of all, I think you give gay people a bad name. That's the first thing.
You know what you ought to do, man? Put that on one of them big chalkboards. That way you can walk around with it.
Listen,
all right, Doug. What is it?
Hey, give as good as I get, man.
Came out of, I hope you didn't nail it shut.
What's that?
I hope that closet, that closet you came out of, you didn't nail it shut.
I'll put you in it. I'll put you in it.
Okay, Doug. I'm gonna conclude.
Gary Coleman, you know, you guys have had Gary Coleman on the brain all hour. And nobody's asked me about my column or Zelda Rubinstein.
What do I give a damn about Zelda Rubinstein for? I'm sorry. I apologize, sir.
What about Gary Coleman? Wouldn't that make sense to talk about it?
Gary Coleman. Okay, here. I'll talk about Gary Coleman. He was a midget and he died. There. Is that good for you? You feel good?
No, he was the first in the and laughed it to a lot of millions of people through the years.
He was a fine young, and he had a very tough life.
My God, the hypocrisy.
He sacrificed his livelihood to bring laughter to people.
You know
that's what?
What
he did.
You two guys, when Gary Coleman was alive, you two guys would have been right up front and center howling at what a freak he was.
Is that right?
That's right. That's right. You two guys. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's what I got over you.
That's what you got over me, huh?
Listen, you know, it's sad that you took the topic away from what it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And I want to get it back on. Yes, I want to get it back on Gary Coleman. I thank you very much for your call there, Robert. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Peter in Long Beach, California, listening on KTLK from the East Coast to the West Coast. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. I just have to tell this guy a few words. He is an idiot. I'm a gay American.
Wow.
And
wow.
All I have heard from you all night is, I'm a gay journalist. I'm a gay journalist. You sound like an idiot, dude.
I'm a gay man and a gay. Are you gay?
I'm a gay American.
All right.
Okay?
I'm a gay man and a
gay
American.
But I have not heard you.
You just said you're a girl American.
He said gay American.
I'm a gay American male. All right? From Long Beach, California. We just had our gay pride parade down here a few days ago. But nothing you say makes sense. You just keep
saying the following. As a gay man and a gay journalist, Gary Coleman
has nothing to do with it. If you want to call yourself a freak, shut up and let me talk now. If you want to call yourself a freak of nature by your own, call yourself that, because I don't think being a gay American is a freak of nature. So if you can relate to Gary Coleman, which I don't think he was a freak of nature, but if you want to relate to yourself as a freak of nature, by all means do so. But don't label every gay journalist or every gay American a freak of nature so you know automatically how
I didn't do that. I said I identify with him. You're the honorary straight man tonight. Because you and Henry are the same. You're both straight.
Dude.
Well, what does that mean, we're both straight?
This guy'd be laughing at Gary Coleman. Pull your wig off your head
and shut you up. Because you have not said anything.
What are you talking about, man? You're going to shut me up.
An educated gay journalist. You just made
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Wait a minute. This gentleman called himself a gay American. What did you think of that?
Oh, he's just embarrassed to hear that you say that.
He's saying that because he's playing up to the straights. That's why.
Dude,
what play? What do you mean?
I live with a rainbow flag in front of my house. I have a gay flag in my window here in Long Beach. I'm proud of who I am, but I'm not
a freak
of nature. I love Gary Coleman. I grew up with Different Strokes. But nothing you have said makes any sense. All you have to say is, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. You know what, dude?
All right. Okay. I'm going to make sense.
A freak of nature. How big your brain is, because those are the only few words you can say, then I agree with you. You are a damn freak of nature, but you don't relate to Gary Coleman or myself as a gay individual. Okay? So shut your little self up. And I agree with everyone who's called in against you. Even the straight black guy that called in, the straight African American that called in and wanted to shut you up too. I agree that you probably be the one.
Let me tell you what, that dude was gonna get dropped. If he was in front of me, he would have been dropped. He knows it, okay? And you're getting real close too.
Doug, what is it with you, man? What is it with you?
What's with me? I've been wanting to talk about Zelda. This guy, do you want to know about Zelda Rubinstein? She was 4 feet tall. You know how fast she ran the 40? 49 seconds.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Yeah, this is the first something that you've had to say, because everything else has been, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, so I know everything. Dude, you don't know crap.
Exactly. Right? You've been talking about being
gay,
Doug.
All these straight people who have put you in line, even though I don't agree with
this guy here. This guy here, you're a disgrace, man.
I'm not gay, dude.
He's an honorary straight dude tonight.
talking all
no,
this
I'm
back
not.
About me.
I'm not.
Yeah, you
I'm
are, man. You're in line with Henry, that black guy, and every and that Gary Coleman. And
what? This is not about you, Doug. It's about Gary Coleman. You came on my program to talk about Gary.
Himself. Since the beginning, he said, why are we going to talk about Barry Coleman, honoring Gary Coleman? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. He's pimping himself like a whore on Saturday night on a corner of La Siena and Santa Monica.
You know, okay, so, Phil, you're a friend of mine, man, but you okay. laugh like that in front of me.
I know, you'll kick my ass.
That's right. That's right.
And also the other thing, Doug, is you've been calling me a homophobe. I've known you for 10 years. I've had you on my show for 10 years. Every show you call me a homophobe. Every show you insult me.
Because you always suck up to some straight or some sellout queer like this guy.
You got to be proud of your actions as a gay journalist, not just because you're gay-ish, you know, everything. You've just pissed people off. I was like, this guy's a jerk. I got to call in and shut him up because that's all you've done is probably pissed the hell out of people because all you can say, you can't say anything smart or anything of importance other than...
I told you, Zelda Rubenstein.
No, let me tell you. I know it because Phil, I'm a gay American. I'm a gay journalist. Phil, I'm a gay journalist. Phil asked you something, and all you can come back with is... I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I can relate to him, Phil.
I said to him that Zelda Rubenstein runs the 40 and 49.5.
Zelda Rubenstein runs the 40 and...
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only thing you've had to say beside your gay man.
No, I also said that Gary Coleman could play any role that Linda Hunt could play.
You said something asinine about Gary Coleman playing the part of Stella in Silverado.
Yes.
Gary Coleman could dress up like a... Oh, my God. All right, listen, I gotta run, sir. I thank you
all
very,
right,
very much
thank
for your call, Peter. Thanks a lot. 877-876-PHIL. Doug, I thank you.
All right, so that's it. You let that guy from Long Beach, you let that how fast I say, Ruben?
4.9. She runs the 40 and 4.9.
Well, she just died. She was the midget and folder guy.
Boy, what a jackass, man.
What's his problem?
Well, first of all, it's an insult to call little people midget, and he just did that to Zelda Rubenstein. I didn't know she was dead. Secondly, she was the exorcist in Poltergeist, but I have no idea what her running the 40 and 4.9 at UCLA has got to do with anything.
Well, how tall is she?
I don't know.
She was 4'9".
She was 4'9". She ran the 40 in 4.9.5.
Right.
So?
Well... That's could Linda Hunt do that?
We'll be back. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wow,
Phil Hendry.
4.9.5. You got it.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. TCM is the Turner Classic Movie Channel. It's I dig it because I like some of those old movies. Anyway, this is Memorial Weekend, so they're playing many of the classic war films, and they're playing Bridge on the River Kwai now. And I just noticed, I don't know why I never noticed this before, but in the movie Bridge on the River Kwai, basically it's about these British commandos that go to blow up this bridge that has been built, actually, by British prisoners. It's loosely based on a true story. But anyway, I just noticed that these commandos somehow, they have as assistants, what was you saying, bud?
Yeah, they look like them girls in a Singapore Air.
Yeah, Singapore girl, you are, I need a cocktail.
Or whatever the commercial says.
Yeah.
They do. These guys have got all of these girls, these like five or six of these Malaysian girls. They all look like they're flight attendants on Singapore Air. And they're, oh, yeah, by the way, loading mortars up and blowing up bridges. Anyway, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com. Go get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video every night. Listen to the download the next day. Listen to our archives of shows. If you missed last week, if you missed the week before, if you missed, you know, since September, all of the shows have been downloadable. I think September, the middle of the summer. But in any event, you can download these shows. And
Go back to our archives, download a great many of them, and listen to a great many of them. And they go back many, many years. It's philhenryshow.com. So we were talking about the highest and lowest paying jobs in America, and we've only got about a minute and a half or so. So the highest paying gig in America is surgeon. $219,770 is the average bread paid to surgeons, and the best state to be a surgeon? Wyoming. The second highest paying gig, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gigs, all of them medical. An anesthesiologist is the second. Third, oral and maxillofacial surgeon. 4, orthodontist. 5, obstetrician and gynecologist. Boom. And they all make over $200,000 a year average. Now, the 5 worst paying jobs in America, the number one worst paying crap can, no count, gig, combined food preparation and serving worker, including fast food, average bread, $18,000 a year. The second crappiest job, a cook in a fast food restaurant. The third crappiest job, a dishwasher anywhere. The fourth crap can job, shampooer.
Oh, man. Yeah, run your hair through the grease.
Yeah, through somebody's greasy wig.
You're not washing someone's wig, Robert. And then number 5, dining room and cafeteria attendant and bartender. Oh, God. Being a world famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rance, taking a little direction, Ralph Rodriguez, and Dan, our screener, great screener.
Phil Henry.